very special ministry in Christmas music, flute, faith choir, and harp, Jennifer Romney.
Thank you. to you is born this day, a little baby, glory to God in the highest. You will find a baby lying in a manger, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the angels singing, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the angels singing, glory to God in the highest. Who would say a thing of worship?
Matthew records the birth of Jesus as follows. Matthew 1:18. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." The next song we sing talks about how this Jesus was born in such lowly surroundings, but was and is still indeed the Savior of mankind.
Thank you.
and Eladonna and the Festival Choir and Orchestra for that exciting, inspiring Christmas presentation. Reverend David Elms, you know as one of your professors, but in his career, I learned the other day, he has been many things, and one of the things he has been is a successful pastor. And David, would you come? I've asked him to greet you with a sermon not exceeding 1 hour and 20 minutes.
Christmas is many things to many people. I'm going to suggest a few things today that I hope will trigger some thoughts of your own. Christmas is the Christmas tree with multicolored lights and an angel on top, a Salvation Army bell ringer hoping you will put some money in the kettle so that they can give to the poor. Silent night echoing through a bustling shopping mall. Young people outside a rest home singing joy to the world. Santa Claus holding a screaming child on his lap. Yes, Christmas is waiting at an airport for grandchildren who will probably not recognize you. It's also waiting in line to get your gifts that you have recently purchased wrapped. In fact, Christmas, you'll find, is a lot of waiting in line. Christmas is brownies and fruitcakes and candies and calories and nuts and fudge and calories and pumpkin and mincemeat pies and calories and cholesterol and fat and all those other things that we so very much enjoy. Christmas is blinking lights strung along the eaves and all over the bushes. It's putting up all of the Christmas decorations, knowing that you must take them all down again, only to anticipate doing it all the same again next year at Christmas. Midnight, Christmas Eve, trying to insert tab A in slot B, hoping that the way you're following the instructions will make some sense when the job is completed. A school play where little devils get to be little angels. Christmas is homeless people huddled around an open fire, trying to get warm. It's Uncle Joe giving you the same tie you gave him last year. It's a single parent on welfare, not able to buy gifts for the children. It's churches delivering Christmas baskets to the needy. It's a time when some contemplate suicide, and some accomplish it. Christmas is a time for families, for suffering grief over the death of loved ones because of accidents, crime, or natural causes. It's the baby throwing the gift away and playing with the box. Or maybe it's dad playing with the electric train that he bought for his son, who is to be born in 3 months. Christmas, for some, is the horror of war in countries ripped apart by religious ideologies. And for some, Christmas will be starvation and death. Christmas is for politicians and people filled with delight regarding the changes in presidential and congressional leadership. Christmas is also for politicians and other people filled with despair regarding the changes in presidential and congressional leadership. But it is also people who are filled with hope, knowing that God is in charge. Christmas is Dad admiring the tool set he bought for Mom. And it's Mom wishing somehow that tool set could be a new dress or a romantic night out on the town. It's the little boy in the church play wishing he could be the star of Bethlehem instead of the donkey. Yes, Christmas is also pastors hurting and crying out to God for wayward worshipers. It's also worshipers hurting and crying out to God for wayward pastors. But it is also people who are filled with hope, knowing that God is in charge. It's foreign missionaries lonesome for family and friends. It's the Christmas card list of friends and family members that is adjusted every year. It's hearing about partridges in a pear tree until you're ready to scream. It's musicians and directors relieved when the musicals and the plays and the cantatas are successfully completed. Students safely home, enjoying warm welcomes, hugs, love, home cooking, and family traditions. It's asking the clerk at the store what time it is, and her reply is, "We have two silent nights and one joy to the world to go before closing." It's two ladies looking at the nativity scene in a store window saying, "Look at that. They are even trying to put religion in Christmas." And somehow it's also schools attempting to celebrate Christmas without Christ. Yes, Christmas is a wonderful season. Cantatas, programs, musicals, plays, turkeys of the fowl kind, of course, stuffing and gravy, cranberry sauce and eggnog, carols, gifts, smiles, and yes, even tears. It is all of this, but there is more. What is Christmas? It's more than trees, lights, and garland. It's more than families together. It's more than shopping and shopping and shopping. It's more than mistletoe and holly. Christmas is the attitude. It's the mindset. It's the spirit. If you will, it's the lifestyle which Christians are privileged to enjoy all year, every year. The Christmas season gives Christians another opportunity to stand up and say, "Hey world, this spirit, this joy, this goodwill, this life is what Jesus came to bring us, all humankind." What is Christmas? It really is, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Christmas. Merry Christmas to you all.
Thank you, Professor Elms. Timely word. Good Christian men rejoice. That means ladies, you too. It's a generic term. So will you all stand and let's sing this carol together. Good Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice.
Good Christian men rejoice with heart and soul. Christ is born today, ox and ass before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today, Christ is born today. Good Christian men rejoice with heart, soul, and voice. Now ye hear of endless bliss, joys Christ was born for this. He hath opened the heavenly door, and Christ is blessed forevermore. Christ was born for this, Christ was born for this. Good Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye need not fear the grave, Jesus Christ was born to save. To one and calls you all to gain his everlasting hall. Christ was born to save. Christ was born to save.
Join me and hark the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth, mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the sky. Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in
to the world, the Lord has come.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him new.
And heaven and nature sing.
I've asked your president, Wes Davis, to come, and would you come, Wes? And while he's coming, a couple of things I'd like to say. One is thank you to each one that has taken part, vocalists, instrumentalists, my readers, worship team, Drew Dorsett on the sound, all those that have made this presentation possible. And also, this is only part of a program that we're going to do tonight for the community and, of course, for you as well. Tonight at 7 o'clock, more of the same, and I know that you wouldn't want to miss the program tonight, so please come if it's at all possible. And I've asked Wes to greet you and to close our chapel time in prayer.
You know, every year, my parents would take our family, me and my three sisters, to go see Santa Claus sit on his lap and get our picture taken. Every year, that picture was taken, and in every year, I was crying. And, you know, some people think that's weird. Not me, you know. I mean, they stick you on this stranger's lap. You know, he's not wearing normal clothes. He's got a beard. I mean, when you're that age, you know, the beard. And he offers you candy. You know, and your parents kind of stand back there and watch. You know, every year I cried. Aren't you glad that there's more to Christmas than Santa Claus? Yeah. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Professor Elms put it so greatly. That's what Christmas is about, you know. It's more than just the singing and the hot cider. It's more than that. Now, not everyone knows that. Not everyone knows about Christ and what He can offer as life to the full all year round, every year. And that would be then our mission this Christmas. I hope you make it your own mission in your own life. To spread the good news of Christmas to your friends and to the world around you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we praise You. We rejoice today. We rejoice in this season. We are very thankful of what You did in showing Your love and in displaying Your love for us in sending Your Son while we were still sinners. Lord, You did that. You came. And then You died on a cross for our sins. Thank You for that love, God. I pray now, Lord, that we would be so moved in our own hearts, Lord, and that You would work in our own lives, that we would be able to shine Your light this Christmas season to this world that needs You so badly, Lord, and show them Your love, display Your love to them. Thank You, Lord. We love You. In Your name I pray, Jesus. Amen. You're dismissed.